The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? Buckle up your seatbelts. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're glad to bring you this show. We're here to teach you and educate you about a different injury subject each week in depth to try to give you the information you need to have a level playing field with the insurance company that's going to try to beat your injury claim, defeat your injury claim, pay you nothing or pay you next to nothing or try to minimize it or mitigate it, period. Need to understand these insurance companies for the at-fault parties, the one who hits you, the one that rear-ended you, T-boned you, head-on collision, sent you off to the emergency room in an ambulance or to your PCP, follow-up treatment, PT, physical therapy, MT, massage therapy, acupuncture, conservative modalities of treatment, that person, that person's insurance company. They're there to pay you. They have insurance to pay you for your damages, injuries, and losses. But they have their own strategy. They have their own strategies to beat you. Understand that. Know that. This is very important. We've said many times, when you have an accident, it's just an ordinary day and event for the insurance company, for the at-fault party. But it's not an ordinary day and event for you. Do you know the rules? Do you know what documents to sign? Do you know what you can say? Do you know what questions the insurance company can legitimately ask you? Do you know when they're out of bounds? Do you know when they're trying to take advantage of you? Those are things you need to know. And by the way, you can come to Bell and Pollock anytime. And if you do, you get a free initial consultation and you get a free legal game plan. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. We put over our 30 years of experience into this book, and you need a legal game plan. And we've talked about that before, and we've done a show on legal game plan. You need a game plan for your injuries, the way that your accident happened, the mechanism of injury, what happened to you, and what your future looks like. All right, today we're talking about you're injured on the job. You're injured in a car crash while you're working. You could be a salesperson on a sales call. You could be a delivery driver. You could be a pizza delivery driver. You could be a Federal Express driver. You could be an architect delivering plans. You could be an insurance appraiser, and we've represented insurance adjusters before. You can be an insurance appraiser going to do an appraisal on a car. So, Brad, bottom line, when you're injured on the job, you got workers' compensation on one hand, you've got the tort system on the other, meaning you, the third party that's at fault and their insurance company. How does this work?
Well, it can be kind of confusing. It's going to jump back and forth, but basically we're going to start with the basics, and that means we're going to talk about the fact that you have to determine whether or not you're on the job. And if you're on the job, then you have to, and you are, somebody crashes into you and you have an at-fault party who is not on your same job, who is not working for your same employer. So if they're not working for your same employer, they're working for somebody else. They're not on the job site. Or if they are on the job site, it's a third person, a third party. Then you are able to recover under two potential claims. You can make your claim within the work comp. You can make a claim for a civil claim. Regardless, if you do the work comp, you want to do the civil claim. And if you do the civil claim, you may not have to do the work comp. But there are a lot of factors you've got to think about when you're doing this. So, you know, early on in this show, I'm going to tell you, and I'll probably tell you a number of times, you need to get a lawyer when you're in that kind of situation.
You know, many times we tell people you don't need an attorney for this, you don't need an attorney for that. You know, we do our live call-in show on Saturday mornings on KHOW. 6:30 a.m., 7 o'clock in the morning. And so many times we say you can do this yourself. You don't need an attorney. But in this case, with workers' comp, you're on the job, you're injured in a car crash, two separate sets of laws apply. And I'm telling you what, the workers' comp system is micromanaged. It doesn't have hundreds. It has thousands of statutory sections, rules, and regulations. And they're deadly. They have timing mechanisms in it. So just understand that. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. This is a no-brainer. You come in for free, That's the no-brainer part, free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. So, Brad, this person's working on the job. Maybe they're running an errand for the company. Maybe they're in their own car. Maybe they're in a company car. You still can have workers' comp, and you still can have a claim on the insurance company against the at-fault party.
Right. You actually do. And like I said, the first question is, are you going to be considered on the job? And I would say this, anytime you're in any kind of crash, any kind of accident where you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, you need to have your lawyer consider whether or not you're on the job. Now, obviously, if you're coming home from a ball game or if you're doing certain things, you probably aren't on the job, and there's no question. If it's at night and you work 8 to 5, probably no question. But if you're in transit from or to the job, if you're in transit having delivered something and bringing it back, even if that's not your normal responsibility, if you're in transit going from one location to another location, where you're going to be working, you need to have some kind of review by knowledgeable people to say whether or not that puts you on the job and whether or not you should be taking advantage of, to the extent there are advantages, of the workers' compensation program.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference in your recovery. It makes a huge difference. And some people might say, well, maybe am I going to get double recovery? Am I going to get recovery from the work comp system? And am I going to recover from the insurance company for the at-fault party, both? And the answer is yes. And there has to be a legal reconciliation, and that's what we're here to talk to you about today. But know that you can claim workers' comp, and you should. But if you're on the job, but Brad, sometimes they fight compensability. Sometimes they say you're not on the job. Sometimes the fact that the question of whether or not you're on the job is a question of fact that has to be decided.
That's exactly right. And it's an important factor because sometimes you want the work comp system to be working for you. For instance, we've talked many times over the fact that when you're in a regular civil case suing the at-fault party, the insurance company for the at-fault party does not have to give you any money for your medical bills, does not have to give you any money for your lost income until after the case is done on settlement. Work comp is different. In work comp, you do have medical care being provided, and it is being paid for out of the work comp system. You do get 2/3 of your average weekly wage if you're not able to work. And so that money is flowing to you and is taken care of and compensating you at a time when you might not otherwise be getting compensation.
Right. An example is you're injured in a car crash. So this is a car crash, a vehicle crash, a motorcycle crash. You could be on a delivery of that. You could be on a delivery with your bicycle and be hit by a car. All of this applies. So don't just restrict it to two cars. It could be a truck and a car. It could be a motorcycle and a car. It could be you as a pedestrian trying to deliver something to an office building on the job, and you're hit by a car, and that's what triggers the coverage. So you get your medical bills paid for as you go, as you treat by the work comp system. So you have to file a work comp claim. We said it was micromanaged. You have to give a certain kind of notice. Just know that you better run to an attorney when you have this happen, because it's technical. It's micromanaged. It's timing. The timing is like a ticking time bomb. You got to meet the deadlines. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We have a book, by the way, on workers' compensation, The Definitive Guideline in Colorado on workers' compensation. You can get that free. Any of our 6 books you can get for free. So, Brad, once they determine that you're on the job, they don't fight compensability, which means they're fighting whether or not you were actually working. There's a from and to rule to in workers' comp. If you're going from work or to work, that doesn't necessarily trigger the work comp system. But if you're on the job and you're going from, let's say, one job site to another, one customer to another, and you have a car crash, then that does trigger the work comp system. And you get your medical bills paid for. There's lots of tricks. There's lots of traps. You can find them in our book. But one of the ones is, if you're in the work comp system, and you probably should be, you have to go to the work comp doctors, which are really the insurance company doctors, which are really not on your side.
That's exactly right. And so you may end out having to go to the insurance company, the car insurance company for the at-fault party, to their doctor anyway. So, you know, work comp may not spare you that, but you are going to be going to work comp treaters who are going to be giving reports and they're going to be talking about what it takes to take care of you. They're going to be getting paid. They're going to be referring you to necessary medical care. So that work comp works in your favor that way. Now, it may be that that doctor isn't someone you want. It may be a doctor that you don't get along with in the work comp system. And yes, at times you can change doctors, but it's kind of a difficult process. So there's times when you need to be able to determine which way you're going to go on getting your medical care.
When you understand that the doctor you go to is an insurance doctor, a work comp insurance doctor, yes, they have ethical duties to practice medicine. Yes, they have to treat you with appropriate standards of care, but they are hired and paid for by the work comp insurance company. Their job is to get you back to work. Their job is to find a way, and I'm not saying they do it illegitimately, find a legitimate way to minimize your injuries or say that you're going to be better or going to be cured before you are. Some of them are really, really good doctors and some of them are not. Point is, you don't know. Point is, you need to know. Point is, this is a work comp system with the thousands of rules and regulations. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're talking about work comp. But let's talk just a second about the doctrine of frolic on your own. It's kind of a weird doctrine, but they try to prove that you're not on the job. Maybe they sent you for delivery, but maybe you decided to go to some other location on the way.
Well, a frolic is absolutely what we're talking about. It's when you quit doing your job and you're now outside the parameters of your job and your job functions, your job responsibilities. And at that point, you've got a different situation. You're not on the job and you probably aren't going to have work comp work.
Right. But you need to understand, what have we learned so far? You can apply for work comp benefits if you're injured on the job. And at the same time, you can recover from the insurance company for the at-fault party. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are your champions of the people.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about distracted driving. What difference does it make? There's a place on every accident injury form that the police fill out for distracted driving. They want to know. The insurance company for the at-fault party who injured you wants to know. Why do they want to know? Because it's difficult for them to beat your legal claim. They're out there trying to beat your legal claim. If you don't believe so, listen to our shows. Call us up. They are your enemy, your adversary. And don't fall for one of these myths. Myth is, I've been injured in an accident. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. They're going to fight you. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you. But one thing that you can use is if the driver that hit you was distracted. The police officer should know this. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We're champions of the people. And by the way, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information letter website. All of our podcasts are there. All of our radio shows are there. All of our books are there. They're free. You can download any of our books for free. And if you want a hard copy of any of our books, all you have to do is call our law firm and we'll send you a hard copy. A lot of people on Saturday morning on our live call-in show call in and they want a hard copy and we send it to them every week and we're glad to do it. We have six books out. One of them is on workers' compensation. One of them is the Colorado Car Insurance, the Essential Guideline to Car Insurance in Colorado. Now, we're talking today. You're injured on the job. You're driving your car. You're driving a van. There's a crash. It's the other person's fault. What do you do? What can you do? You must file for workers' comp benefits, and you must know what you're doing. And you can also make a claim against the insurance company for the at-fault party, both simultaneously. That's how you do it. Brad, then people say, well, wait a minute, it's going to be double recovery. I'm going to recover medical bills and expenses on both sides of the fence. Let's talk about that.
Well, as I stated earlier in the show, the work comp's going to start paying you right away. And the reason work comp pays you right away is because we have a statutory scheme here in Colorado, highly regulated. And in that statutory scheme, it states that you must report your injury. You have 4 days after the injury to do so. Your work, and if you've missed more than 3 days from work, then your employer has to start paying you temporary disability payments or an average weekly wage compensation. It actually comes from the insurance company. So the employer's not digging out of their pocket. They paid insurance to make sure that's taken care of. If you have to go to a doctor and you've been hurt on the job, you go to one of the employee-related doctors to begin with, employer-designated. Any of you who work anywhere and go in and punch in on a time clock or where you go to the main office, somewhere in that office, somewhere you're going to have it posted as to who you need to talk to and what you need to do and how you can make a work comp claim. It's required to be up there, so you're going to get it. And then the doctor's going to start treatment, and the doctor's going to get paid by the work comp system, once again, the insurance. Now, all that is money that the work comp is giving you. They're either giving it to you in the form of paying for your medical bills, or they're giving it to you as a result of your average weekly wage, which they're making sure they give you. So you have the right to collect that from the party who hurt you, the at-fault party, party who caused the crash. But because work comp has advanced that money for you, then you work comp has a right to subrogation to get some of that money back. One of the things you got to remember is that when you're bringing your lawsuit to go after the at-fault party, one of the things you have to do is prove that they were at fault, that that party made the mistake. It's their fault the crash occurred. In work comp, they don't care. They don't care if you're at fault or somebody else, unless, of course, under certain circumstances, if you've broken a safety rule or if you've done something that would modify the amount of work comp you get. But normally, that's done without regard to fault if it's a simple negligence question.
Right. So work comp doesn't care about fault most times. If you're drunk on the job, they do care. If you violate a safety rule, like a roofer falls off a roof without a safety belt, then they do care, and you can have your benefits reduced by that. But we're talking about the general situation where you're injured in this car crash, so you're going to go to the company doctor. Think about this for 1 second. Think about this. You're injured. You're on a delivery. You go to your human resources, and you say, I want to file a work comp claim, and they give you the form, and they give you a list of doctors right there. Think about what just happened. They give you a list of doctors. These are the doctors that you can and will go to. These are your only choices. Keep in mind, at any time, you can always go to your own doctors, but you have to pay for it out of your pocket or your health insurance. When you go through the work comp system, you must go to their doctors. Why do they have a pre-designated list of doctors? Why do you think? Because those doctors are hand-selected by the insurance company. The doctors you're going to go to. Those doctors have an agenda to get you back to work, to heal you as quick as possible, to get you out of the work comp system. And so that's how that part works. Now, you're at the doctor. Let's say you're treating week after week after week on your injury. Maybe you had a low back injury in this car crash. Maybe they're analyzing or assessing whether or not you need low back surgery. And maybe they're giving you conservative modalities of treatment like physical therapy, massage therapy, acupuncture, maybe injections, maybe an epidural steroid injection. Those types of things. The insurance company for their workers' comp is paying for it. Can you collect those same medical bills? Let's say your medical bills are $10,000 right now, Brad. Work comp insurance company has paid for them. Is that an element of damage that you can claim against the insurance company for the at-fault party?
Well, the short answer is yes. Of course, you're going to. The long answer is that if you collect it, and when you collect it, you got to give it to the work comp division. You got to give it back to their, not to the work comp division, you're going to give it back to the insurance carrier for the workers' comp. And that's because they have a right of subrogation. And that's something, another reason why if you get involved in an accident or in any kind of injury on the job that's the fault of another person that's not on the job with you or is not employed by your employer or under the veil of an overall employer, if you get hurt that way, you need to get a lawyer involved because some of the money you collect from the at-fault party is going to turn around and have to be paid to the work comp division or to their insurance carrier so that they get their money back that they've advanced on your behalf.
Get this relationship crystal clear in your mind. You were on the job, so you have the right to work comp benefits. And we haven't even begun to touch the surface on that. That's going to be a subject of another show. We're going to touch on some of them today, but you have the right to receive work comp benefits. Those include your medical bills. If you can't work, you get 2/3 of your average weekly wage paid to you until you can go back to work. And so that's the basic framework. Can you make a claim against the insurance company for the at-fault party? Yes. So you got the insurance company for the at-fault party on the one hand, and you've got the insurance company, workers' comp insurance company for your employer on the other hand. The insurance company for work comp is paying your medical bills as you go. The insurance company for the at-fault party will settle with you at the end. Know this. Workers' comp payments do not pay you for all the categories of damages, injuries, and losses you're entitled to. So when you get the work comp payments, that's great. That only pays for part of what you're entitled to when you've been legitimately injured in a crash. Let's give some examples of what's not covered by work comp and what they don't pay for.
Well, some simple examples, loss of quality or enjoyment of life. Quite often we talk about that. Are you no longer able to do things that you used to do that you enjoy doing because of your injury from the crash? If you used to like to go to football games and sit and watch a football game, but you can't do that anymore because it hurts too much, your back can't do it, or your leg hurts so much you can't go to the game anymore. That's loss of quality of life. Did you used to like to go dancing, and now because of an injury you can't go dancing anymore? That's loss of quality of life. Did you have any kind of games that you played yourself? Were you involved in any kind of a recreational league or recreational activity, and you can't do it anymore? That's loss of quality of life. That's loss of enjoyment of life. All these things are things that you have to be able to quantify, and you need a lawyer to do that for you. And the lawyer needs to learn about you, and that's why you can't just run in and have a lawyer give you a quick down and dirty assessment of the value of your case. They have to learn about you. But those things are not compensable in work comp. Now, the trade-off you get for that is you don't have to prove anybody's negligent in work comp. All you have to really prove is that you obeyed all the rules and you are not violating any safety rules, and you're going to get your money automatic.
You have to prove you were injured on the job and that you were injured while you were working, in the course and scope of your employment. Those are the magical legal words. Then you're entitled to work comp benefits. Why do you make the injury claim against the at-fault party's insurance company? Why? Because work comp, even though they pay your medical bills as you go and give you work comp doctors, they don't pay you for all your legitimate damages and losses. There are categories of damages work comp does not pay for. And we just gave you one, quality of life. Another one is pain and suffering. You hear about it all the time. Quality of life and pain and suffering. Another one is non-economic damages. So if you don't make a claim against the at-fault party's insurance company, the one that hits you with the car, one that hits you with the truck, you're leaving money on the table, and you're leaving legitimate claims on the table, and you should not do that. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website, and I keep saying that, but it's got all of our books there, all of our podcasts there. It's got blogs there. It's got one button you can hit as to what you need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster when you've had a car crash. Wouldn't you like to know that? We've done a show on that. Wouldn't you like to be advised and be knowledgeable in advance? So the answer is yes. Understand, workers' comp is primary in Colorado. So you're injured on the job, you have to file a workers' comp claim. Does that eliminate everything for you? No. Can you win this war? Yes. Can you absolutely win this war? Yes. But you must have a game plan. You must have the appropriate strategy. When you get in your car and you use your navigation system to go from point A to point B, you don't just guess at it. The system doesn't just guess it. It knows the way to do it. That's what your legal claim is about. That's what your legal game plan is about. So, you know, Brad, people are asking, well, can you get double recovery? Recovery from workers' comp, keep that money. Recover from the at-fault party's insurance company, keep that money. Let's talk about that a second.
You can't keep it. You can recover it. You can recover it twice. You're going to have to give it to the work comp division now. Let's make sure we understand that there can be a difference of opinion as to how the money gets classified. We have a specific case that talks about that, getting classified and determining what it is. We can talk about that after the break. And basically, if you get the money, you've got to reimburse work comp for the money. But you can negotiate with them And you're going to want to negotiate with them, and we'll tell you why right after the break.
You have to know how to negotiate. You have to know how to put the money in your pocket. You have to have an attorney that knows all the rules and regulations. We have over 30 years of experience each. You can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. They're there for you. They're free. You can download an e-copy for free. You can also call our law firm and we'll send you a hard copy. Can you get double recovery? That's next up. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People.